Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Pretty good Sunday at the office for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Right-hander Luke Weaver took a no-hitter into the seventh inning. D-backs offense put up plenty of support in a 7-0 win over the Cincinnati Reds at Chase Field. Weaver was masterful, relying on his fastball and changeup. He had a perfect game going until he hit Alex Blandino with a pitch with two outs in the sixth. He would lose the no-hitter with one out in the seventh on a single by Eugenio Suarez, but still combined with Matt Peacock on the two-hit shutout. Eduardo Escobar tied a franchise record by homering for the fourth straight game. The D-backs got their first series win of the season. They'll start a two-game stint against the Oakland A's tonight at Chase Field with Madison Bumgarner on the hill against Chris Bassett. First pitch, 6:40. Pregame coverage starts at 6 on ESPN 628.
Yeah, nice little recovery from the baseball team this weekend. Luke Weaver was fabulous yesterday. Do you believe he got jinxed out of his no-hitter, though?
How so?
Well, they started showing it, I believe, on the crawl.
Oh, yeah. On the new graphic, on the Bally Sports graphics.
And he
they
lost
have a built-in
it that same,
spot.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Were the announcers talking about it? Because we know that's the key to no-hitters throughout the history of baseball. You mention it if it's the opposing team. You don't mention if it's the home team.
Listen, but people get visibly upset if you do it. I was about to tweet out, because I was watching Luke Weaver yesterday. I was about to tweet out, hey, y'all, you should be watching this. And I thought, no, I'm not going to do that.
I shouldn't say y'all. You're right.
Well, that too. But I'm not going to do this.
No?
People get very upset about that.
They do. Once upon a time, I did an afternoon, for a very short time, I did an afternoon drive sports talk radio show. So late in the show, it was late enough to where the East Coast baseball games were getting into the meat of it. And any time there was a no-hitter going on, I would go out of my way to announce what was going on to try to jinx it. That's how bored I was doing that show.
Wow.
So you're saying for a very brief time you had that show?
Yes, very brief time. The Arizona Cardinals, according to various reports, bringing in free agent running back James Conner for a visit. Conner is 25 years old, 6'1", 230 pounds, spent his entire college and pro career in Pittsburgh. First at Pitt, then with the Steelers. Pro Bowler in 2018. Last year ran for 721 yards and 6 touchdowns for the anemic Steelers rushing attack. It's definitely an area of need.
Mm-hmm.
Chase Edmonds right now remains the only Cardinals running back on the roster who has carried the ball from scrimmage in an NFL game. So they need somebody, whether it's a veteran or address it through the draft. I think they could do worse. I think James Conner is a great story. There are concerns there, how healthy he's been able to stay. And that's not very healthy throughout the course of his NFL career.
No, I would be very excited if they landed this guy, though, because this is the kind of guy that they need. They need somebody who can run between the tackles.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's the injury history with James Conner is significant, but I do think that this is not a primary role. This is a 1A and 1B. This is a mix-and-match kind of role. Curveball and fastball kind of thing.
Here's another.
So I'd be excited with this guy because this guy's got some pedigree. This guy took over for Lev Bell and had the season of his life.
Still short of 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Again, due to injury. But again, great story. Mm-hmm. Cancer survivor.
Yep.
And I think he would definitely help the room. The Arizona Cardinals' acquisition of all-pro wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins has been bestowed with the Alpha Award for the best sports transaction of the year from the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference. I didn't know such a thing existed.
Yeah, me neither.
But it does exist.
What a dork!
What a dork!
The past winners of this in 2020, it was the Yankees getting DJ LeMahieu, the Raiders getting Khalil Mack, Chris Paul going to the Rockets in 2018, Kevin Durant going to the Warriors in 2017, and now it's DeAndre Hopkins. More so than that Tom Brady guy going to Tampa.
Yeah, that's weird. So Tom Brady was actually voted on?
I guess.
I guess you have to give a trade more love than a free agency signing. Don't you?
I guess. Yeah, it's a good point.
Now, here's the bigger question. with Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns, are they going to win this prized, prestigious analytics award 2 years in a row?
Well, that
Chris Paul next year.
That acquisition happened in the calendar year of 2020 as well, so maybe that was up for the running.
Okay.
Again,
I don't know how you could...
I don't know, because I just found out this thing existed this morning. Suns continue their five-game homestand tonight against the Rockets at Phoenix Suns Arena. Phoenix bounced back from their loss to the Clippers last week by destroying the Washington Wizards by 28 on Saturday night. They are now 37-15, second in the West, 2.5 games behind Utah. Rockets come in 14-39, second worst record in the league. They've lost two straight in 7 of their last 8. Tonight's game gets underway after 7 o'clock. Pregame coverage here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station at 6:30. Kind of a weird basketball game on Saturday. A lot of sleepwalking going on in the first half, and a lot of speculation on what went on at halftime because the Suns came out and scored 44 points in the third quarter of that game to put it away.
Yeah, that was quite something to watch. That was an onslaught. That's what happens when the Suns are making their three-pointers. That's what they can do. I was, like I said, at halftime of that game, I'm like, okay, here we go again.
Yep, playing down to the competition.
Yep, right, but they took care of that. So I wonder if somebody got nuts at halftime. It would make sense.
Coyotes losing streak now at 3 after a 1-0 loss to the Golden Knights in Vegas yesterday afternoon. Thomas Nosek scored the game's only goal at 10:38 of the third period, giving the Vegas the win. Coyotes tied a season low with only 14 shots on goal in the loss. Their seemingly endless road trip continues tonight in Denver against the Avalanche. 6 o'clock faceoff. Bally Sports Arizona Extras got the coverage there. NHL trade deadline hits today, so we'll see if the Coyotes do anything. Big trade going down last night. Former Coyote Taylor Hall dealt from Buffalo to the Boston Bruins. Remember when everybody said, why did Taylor Hall go to Buffalo? I think everybody's still asking that.
Yeah, he's in Boston.
And he wasn't good there either. The deadline hits at noon Arizona time today. And, of course, as we started the show, history made at Augusta yesterday. Hideki Matsuyama becoming the first Japanese player ever to win a men's major championship. He shot a 1-over-73 and held on late for a one-stroke victory over Will Zalatoris to win the Masters at Augusta. Jordan Spieth, Xander Schauffele finished 7-under, 3 strokes off the pace. I'm kind of disappointed to hear you say that, though.
Well,
as the golf fanatic on this show, to get that much Masters action crammed into just a few months, and both tournaments sucked.
They did.
Anticlimactic.
There was a great, great moment at the end of it. I don't know if you saw it. I tweeted it out.
I did see it.
Yeah, the caddy for Hideki Matsuyama, he had no idea anybody was taking his picture. He put the pin back in at 18 and bowed in Japanese fashion to the golf course.
Yeah, took his cap off.
His cap off and bowed. And it was just like, it was a great thing to see.
I don't even
know why, but it was just great.
That was a great caddy moment. Happy Gilmore's caddy.
Yep.
Zalatoris finishing second. That was a great moment.
Will Zalatoris is an unbelievable story. This guy has come from nowhere. He was ranked in the thousands at one point in time, and wow. So, yeah. But overall, the tournament, too many big-name guys just dumped out early.
Yeah.